The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Yaakov Galinsky just got married. He's in his Sheva Brachos, okay? It's Netz Yisrael. You know, there was a whole to do with the Yalde Tehran. There were hundreds and hundreds of children that were locked into a kibbutz, and they were forced to eat chazer and onion kippur, and they weren't allowed to say kaddish after the parents, and they were going to incorporate them into secular Israeli society. Whoever was behind it, that's the way it was. And then there was a whole Vayitzaku, and there was some type of an agreement. The kid that came from a frum home can be taken out to a frum home, but they didn't have the list of kids. They didn't want to surrender the list. So the Chazay Nish called in Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky. He said, go get the list. He would have told him to jump into the Yamsev and split it. It would have been a lot easier. He told Yaakov, go. Rabbi Yaakov said, we're going. Where are you going? We're going. So we're going to go to this fortified army base. Me with my hat and my gartel. I think I had a gartel. Me and my little Bekasha, you know. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get the list. Hi, guys. Hey, guys. You know, could you put down the AK-47s, what they call the rifles? You know, put them down for a minute. And can I please have the list? So Yaakov Galinsky goes. This is a Sheva Brachos also. And he gets there and he sees a little opening under the gate. He lifts the gate and he slips himself in. He tells the other guys, they're with him, either wait for me or don't wait for me. And he starts walking, and they catch him. You know, he's a small guy, but they catch him. And they ask him, what are you doing here? So he says, Chret no Yiddish. Okay, we got a guy that speaks Yiddish over here, okay? We got a guy that speaks Yiddish. But you're not going to want to be interrogated by him. And they rough him up, and he's there, and he goes, this is my Sheva Brachos, and he goes, I don't know, Chazaynish sent me here, I'm here. And in walks this guy, big muscles, typical tropical shirt, his hair sticking out from all sides. You know, two hairs over his bald head that he combs to the side, face beet red. Oh, that's not Yiddish! And he looks at him and he goes, you, huh? He goes, I forgot his name. Once I heard his name was Kulit, something like that. Kulit, huh? The guy goes, what? I don't know who I am. I want to remind you a story. He says, I was in Russia and I was arrested and I was thrown into a tiny little room. I think they called it the tunic or something. And once a day they threw in a little food and dry bread and a drop of water. And at night they took me out and beat the living daylights out of me because they wanted me to give up a list. And they did this for 40 days in a row. At the end of the 40 days I was dying. They said, they're sending me off to Siberia, but I'm not going to make it. So they brought me a pot of noodles, just noodles. And he said it was Sekonis Nefashis. They told me you're going to eat the noodles and send you off to Siberia, but he was dying of hunger. And he hears a cry, a faint cry, in the next room. Another shit heard it was a soup. And he listens in. This guy says, Ich will sterben, ich will, I was supposed to sterben. Why do you want to die? He goes, they just brought me in here. They told me they're going to be here for 40 days. I'm going to live on a tiny little thing in this cramped room, as big as this half of this table, and then they're going to beat me and send me off. He goes, I'm dying. I haven't eaten in days. And Yaakov Galinsky takes half the food and gives it away to him. It's very hard to explain what that means, take half the food and give it away. Because we can't, mother used to say, you'll never understand being hungry. And I hope you never understand it. He gave half the food away from him. He said, why are you doing this to me? He said, they're sending you off to Siberia. You also haven't eaten in 40 days. He goes, take it. Go explain it. There was a Spinker Rebbe, Yaakov Yosef. He came, he for Pesach, he never ate chametz, concentration camps, all year. He collected potatoes. If he would have caught, he would have been shot. They told him he had two big nisyonos. One was not to eat it till Pesach, because he was starving from hunger. And the other was the day before Pesach, when he saw somebody else was starving from hunger, he gave it all away to him. We can't understand this. And Rabbi Yaakov says, remember, I gave it to you? He goes, yeah. I gave it to you, right? Yeah. I saved your life. Yeah. Give me the list. No, don't do this to me. Give me the list of the kids. Don't do it to me. Give me the list. Meanwhile, they ran back to the Chazay Nish. They said, we looked through the window. There's this big monster. Yaakov Galinsky is a short guy. He's going to kill him. He said, he's finished. Rebbe, he's in the Sheva Brachos. Say Tillim for him. So the Chazay Nish said, what? He says, they got him. Yamah Yankala, he got them. No, you don't get it. And they go running back. And the whole kibbutz is standing there. I can't believe what's going on over here. Yaakov Galinsky is sitting over there. with his hands tied behind his back, little guy, this huge monster of a guy is going, no, no, don't do it to me, please, no, 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 you know? He gave him the list. Okay? Do we know? Sometimes you have to give yourself the soup also. You're in a rat mood, and you give yourself the soup? You're not in the mood of going on? And the Rabbeinu Shem says, you think I'm being mean to you? This is the makar of bracha and your survival and chiyas.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org